This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and SiriusXM Channel 371.
I know we get Wake and Pitt this weekend for the championship.
Yes, sir.
I don't think anybody in the league wants to play Clemson right now. How about that statement?
I don't disagree with that.
I mean, right
now.
This
is what we said a week ago when we asked the question, who would Pitt want to play? And we said, we know who they don't want to play.
Right. Just saying. But I'm excited about Saturday. I am. I think it's kind of refreshing in a sense that you got some new teams rolling in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
Pitt was here a couple years ago.
Sure.
And they got smoked, but hey, it happens. Everybody that showed up from that side's gotten smoked in this game. But here comes the Deeks, right? Old Riley Skinner from yesteryear.
Stop it. He's an old guy now. This is
ain't old. No old guy.
Yeah, he is.
Riley Skinner's he's our kind of people. I bet you he's rolling into town.
I bet he is.
Eating, I love it.
Eating free.
I think this game has a chance to be
Riley,
wide
you better
open.
Clean up on them free Wake Legend dinners because Sam Hartman be eating those dinners soon.
If he wins. If is the biggest word in sports.
Till then, Riley's eating free, isn't he?
Riley's got the ring. When you got the hardware, it counts.
Yes.
It counts.
Skinner will be wanting to know if he needs to come back on
the
show.
It's like your man Roddy Jones wearing Braves championship gear. When you got it, you can flaunt it.
Roddy Jones, man. That's a long time ago, too. All right, best of the weekend. Boy, you've cobbled together a nice list.
That's why I work all week.
Got a nice list together. Louisville volleyball, Danny Busboom Kelly's squad starts best of the weekend.
Yep.
First undefeated season in program history. The number one overall seed in the Division I Women's Volleyball Championship is the Fighting Katy Georges.
I had to put this number one, Wes, because of a number one, the coveted invite, the legacy that she left. And, man, these ladies are good. And the ACC has teams 1, 3, and 8 national seed.
Shelly Collier got Georgia Tech in
Georgia
there.
Tech's the 8 seed.
Yeah.
Pitt, the 3 seed. So get that all over you. Ladies getting the job done.
Florida State, Miami, North Carolina also involved.
That's right.
In the NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament. 6, record-tying 16.
I watched the selection show last night.
Attaboy. Way to go.
Led right into Succession on HBO.
Oh, no, there we go.
It's my show.
All right. Big win for Florida State this weekend. They beat SMU.
They owned them.
It's 12 holes. It's probably a good thing.
Only
because
nine.
Brooks Koepka ended it in 9, and had it been 18, no telling what we'd have been doing. Hitting shots for tabs. Brooks Koepka at the win in Las Vegas dropped the hammer on DeChambeau.
Shame he couldn't beat him in 7. I was rooting heavy for Brooks Koepka in that match.
So
heavy lean.
Yeah.
Brooks Koepka. The only thing I don't like about Brooks Koepka, I've never met him, never spoken to him.
I'd like to have him on one time.
He'd be great.
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't like about Brooks Koepka, when he put the bag over his head on that promo for the floor seat.
Yeah,
I didn't like that at all.
That wasn't good. But Brooks, by the way, then made a later stop in the Duke locker room after the Gonzaga game.
Said, Leonard Hamilton's going to wear y'all out.
That's
that what he said?
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't say that?
No, he went in there and shook hands with the Blue Devils.
Well, some game. Gosh.
All right. Our congratulations this morning to Trey Tipton of Pittsburgh.
Excellent.
Winner of the Disney Spirit Award as college football's most inspiring figure. A story that we talked about last summer. Andrea Adelson did a wonderful job, a companion piece on this, outlining the battles with mental illness that Trey Turner had during his career at the University of Pittsburgh because of injury and other things. And the inspiring figure he's become to other young people, not only in the Pittsburgh area, but throughout the Southeast. And our congratulations to Trey Tipton.
Well-deserved, and really glad he got it, to be honest with you. That was good stuff.
Yep. So we look forward to Trey Tipton being honored on December 9th at the Home Depot College Football Awards in Atlanta. 3 ACC men's soccer teams have advanced to the NCAA quarterfinals, Mr. Packer.
Yep. Tigers scored late last night to knock off Kentucky.
Yeah.
Wildcats had tied it with about 85 minutes into it. Clemson scored a couple minutes after that, so they win. But we get a Pitt-Notre Dame matchup coming up, man. Pitt just cruising. They're scoring a ton of goals. I believe they've scored 9 goals in their 2 games so far in the NCAA tournament. Notre Dame eliminated Wake Forest last night. And so there you go. Notre Dame, the ACC champ. Guess what? They upset Pitt. They beat him in the regular season, stopped the winning streak. Then they beat him in the ACC tournament. And now they see him for the third time. So you got three. Pitt, Notre Dame, Clemson still alive on the men's side.
One thing we need to note, because it is awards week on Packer and Durham, and this week we'll also have the All-ACC team. I don't know if this will be one of the guys on there, but he's going to have a chance. Jalen Stinson of Duke housed another one this week against Miami. I mean, Pack, it's like routine now.
And he was gone.
Oh!
He was gone.
He's gone, like, every time.
Yeah, between Jalen and Bam Knight over there at NC State now, it seems like every week one of those dudes is saying, hey, guess what?
Yeah, let me tell you
something. There's 98 yards going the other way.
Let me tell you something about Stinson now. Stinson's got Devin Hester-type qualities.
Ooh, no, wait a minute.
Oh, he does.
Pack,
he's got Devin Hester-type stuff.
Whoa.
Just saying.
You're putting him in Devin Hester. Let me tell you now.
I know what I'm saying. I mean, he was averaging. I mean, he's got two touchdown returns on the year. His kick return average is just bananas.
Devin Hester?
Yeah. He's got that
kind of. You're going there?
Packett's a young guy. He's still got college ball left.
Okay. All right.
Just saying.
Mark the tape on that one.
Let's put Devin Leary on the list.
Yep.
Record-setting 35 touchdowns. Broke the NC State single-season touchdown mark. Previously held by Phillip Rivers. Man, throwing darts the other night.
And how about the one that broke the record, which we will get to? What a crazy game this was. This game, I got to tell you what. This game was drunk. That's what this game was. There it is, ball game. Catch you later.
But wait, here's the thing.
Oh, my God.
And I tweeted this, okay? This is such an underappreciated rivalry. Beyond the two schools.
Well, here's the problem with your argument. The problem is neither one of them consistently have a number beside their name when they play. So therefore, it doesn't have a national impact. Now, as far as intensity goes, don't like each other in anything. But as far as the national, the only way you're going to get some national love is when both teams have a number beside their name playing. Doesn't happen very often.
Man.
But that game Friday night, that's where my boys at FPI gave North Carolina, what, a 99.9% chance
with
to win
two and a half minutes to go?
99.9.
Because FPI is never wrong.
And then Auburn said, hey, hold my beer. That's cool. Let me show you what we can do.
There you go.
But, man, what a game. What a crazy game that was Friday night.
We told you this in the opening segment of the show today. There won't be four other basketball games played the rest of the year that will knock out Duke and Gonzaga. This is a top five game that was played in, what, the first 2-3 weeks of the season. This was as good a game as you're going to see all year long.
You know you know what I love about college basketball right now? I know it's football's on the brain, championship week.
Sure. What you
but
got?
College hoops, Wes, has something going on that you can see it coming already, which I think is going to be fabulous. Every conference in America that matters has at least one really good team. I mean, really good
team.
Totally
agree.
You pick a league, and I can tell you, hey, that team right there could get to the Final Four. I'm not sure that I've been able to make that statement this early into the year.
Right.
But you can right now. There are some big-time teams, and right now in this league, as much as I goofed around on Net, because Net will screw things up when it gets unveiled. But Duke right now is that team in the ACC.
I agree. Pivot to women's soccer. Congratulations, Mark Krikorian and Florida State. Back to the College Cup for a second straight year. Pack, you said this last week. Unfinished business for the Noles.
Unfinished business. The ACC now from the women's side in the College Cup. 39 of the past 40 seasons. Let that marinate a second. 16 straight years we've had at least one ACC team with a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a team last year that, you know what? Woulda, coulda, shoulda, and they are talented, and they got a chip on their shoulder. But now that we got to the College Cup, they got to take on the other one seed that's left standing in Rutgers. That's a semifinal match coming up this week. That is a big-time showdown.
There you go. Congratulations to Mateo Durant of Duke. We showed you Jalen Stinson's kick return a moment ago against Miami. Mateo Durant had 68 yards to finish with 1,241 yards this season. He breaks a 49-year-old record previously held by the legendary Duke back Steve Jones. That's a tremendous accomplishment for Mateo Durant.
Well, I'm happy for him because it's been a tough year for Duke, right? They go winless in the league. Right. It's been, I mean, the defense is atrocious. You know 21's going to touch it. Everybody knows he's going to touch it, and he still performs. And
right.
Handles himself with class. He and, does. You know, here we are, got two positives on Duke, given what was really kind of a miserable season. And David Cutcliffe has said adios to the program, and we wish him the very best. But Mateo Durant was a joy to watch play, too. Man, like I said, he can play for just about anybody in the country.
Yep. Kenny Pickett of Pittsburgh, we keep talking about record books, all sorts of records, single season, career. Well, he breaks Dan Marino's single season passing touchdown mark with his 40th the other night at Syracuse. That's crazy. Now, some would say, purist, Marino 11 games, Pickett 12, and bowl games didn't count for Marino, they will count for Pickett. So championship games, you could get as many as 14 for Kenny. Understand, but the guy's had a whale of a year, and I'm not taking it back.
No, it is what it is. Right. Those are the numbers. Yep. And Marino's awesome, was great, and so is this guy right here, Kenny Pickett. Well, I hope he can get to New York City. That'd be fantastic.
Man, no question. All right, Mike Harley of Miami. Couple of Miami nods here. Mike Harley had 13 catches in the win at Duke. 13! Man, they are throwing it everywhere.
Well, TVD is, and I'll tell you what, he's accurate, and, man, he hits people in stride.
Who do you think wants to play this crowd in the bowl game?
How about playing them next year?
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys back on this, Miami. There's a bunch of young dudes stepping up making plays for Miami.
Yeah. Mike Harley had 13 catches. How about Charleston Rambo? Remember we spent, I don't know, week three, week four, hey, where's Charleston Rambo? Well, somebody lit that torch. 79 catches and a single season record, Pac?
Look again, in stride, all these passes, in stride. Tell you what, Miami's got their quarterback. Here we go. Bam.
Oh, this is on the nomination
list.
That's
a WRU nomination.
I got to tell you guys, that might be a finalist already.
Let's see if he wins it.
Jamie Robinson of Florida State had 18 tackles.
18 of them. Problem was he was out there a lot to make tackles. That was the problem.
Yeah.
But he made them. Dude's had a great year.
Yeah, no doubt. A couple of nods at Syracuse. Aaron Service started his 60th straight game in the offensive line.
It's pretty good, right? It's not bad.
Mikel Jones, 16 tackles.
He's been good all year.
For the Orange?
Been good all year. I hate that they didn't get a win down the stretch, though. It would have been nice to get Dino to 6-6 and get to a bowl.
And they made a change yesterday, too.
Yep.
Coaching change. Yep. Starling Gilbert, after 2 years, no longer the offensive coordinator, and a couple of other staff moves as well in Central New York. Wake and Pitt, both to 10 wins. We got a chance to have how many schools?
Four.
That's it.
NC State and Clemson are the nine, and they got one to play.
Yep.
These two teams you'll see Saturday in Charlotte for an ACC title are both 10-2. Pitt first time since 1981.
Yep.
And of course, the Deacs, last time they did double digits, they won it all in the ACC with Riley Skinner.
Yeah, just give him more love, would you? Holy cow. So the Deacs, and they get the final nod and best of the weekend. Dave Clawson's brand new deal, long-term contract extension to continue as the Deacons head coach. That's our best of the weekend. Don't forget, we caught college basketball. We got a triple header Saturday for you right here on ACC Network. It's conference play, noon, 2 and 4. We'll headline it at noon. We'll start at Coral Gables. Clemson and Miami meet one another after ACC Big Ten Challenge encounters this week. Wake Forest visits Virginia Tech. And then 4 o'clock, Jim Boeheim and the Orange go to Tallahassee. Packers team of the – keep an eye on the Orange.
Struggling.
On the road at Tallahassee. It's a triple dip of ACC basketball leading you up to coverage from Charlotte of the ACC football championship game presented by Subway. We've got it all for you on ACCN, streaming live on the ESPN app. Saturday right here. When we come back, oh, Parker Groathouse, bless your heart. Bless your heart. We got more. Packer and Durham continues next, presented by Subway.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
Roman, I'm going to go to you first. What are you feeling about this game? What do you think happens for South Carolina if they get the win over Clemson?
If? You mean win.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were about to stand up.
Put his feet down on that.
South Carolina,
two feet
I'm calling
down.
My shot. South Carolina is going to win this game.
Okay.
And they might win by double digits.
Hold on. Welcome back, Packer and Durham Monday, presented by Subway. A couple of things here. I believe that on the, want to make sure I got the date right, November 29th, 2021, show 510, is that right?
That's accurate.
Okay. It's the first time we've run a clip from the Southeastern Conference Network, our sister network that's about 8 miles away, right, down at Ballantyne.
Right.
Nice to see Alyssa Lang and Matt Stinchcomb. Right? I like Matt Stinchcomb, winner of the Campbell Trophy. Alyssa Lang does a nice job. Now, Roman Harper played at Alabama, great NFL career. First of all, very few guys can pull off the pink suits.
Or predictions like that.
There goes the other part of this.
That's a solid pick. They almost got double digits in first downs, didn't they? How many first downs South Carolina in that game? They get 11? 12? Come on, man.
Is that on worst of the weekend? We're starting there, worst of the weekend, because that's clearly the worst of the weekend.
Well, you're starting to connect dots. You're getting there.
Holy smokes.
You're slow.
No, I'm there.
But you're getting there.
I was there. I'm with you.
Wasn't even the worst hot take on that network this week.
But wait. We said on November 23rd, 6 days ago, South Carolina's going to win by double figures.
I looked something up. The last three times Clemson's gone to South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
They've outscored them 102-13.
Ooh.
Put both feet on the ground. That's probably a good idea. I told you I met Roman at
Snooze. Not at Snooze.
Little Spoon.
Little Spoon, yeah.
Last Sunday. Right. Nice guy, man. Beautiful family. Gorgeous. Yeah. I mean, really nice guy.
Yeah.
Man, that was a terrible hot take. when I saw it, I was like, no, dude, you don't want to go there.
No, you don't want to do that.
When you're hanging your hat on a Gamecocks beating the Tigers, that's a bad move. It might happen once every now and then, like Michigan beating Ohio State, but it doesn't happen often.
But let's congratulate Alyssa Lang and Matt Stinchcomb and Roman Harper for appearing on the ACC Network in a clip. There we go.
Excellent.
All right.
Nice hot take. Tremendous work.
Okay, look, we're going to get this out of the way early. Roll the video from Gainesville. Work. Come on. Oh. Parker, Groathouse, bless your heart.
I'm going to tell you, Wes.
Just bless your heart.
When I saw this live.
I knew it the minute I saw it.
Do you know how hard it is to do that?
It's really hard.
It's harder to do that right there than what NC State pulled on North Carolina Friday night.
Right. It is.
It's harder
it's
to
a
do
lot
that.
Harder to do this.
Right. I'm telling you, you could say, listen, here's the goal. I want you to take a running peanuts Linus leap and try to kick the ball 1 inch. That is almost impossible to do, what he just did.
First of all, for those of you who
look at that.
Know incredible. The game, you know he's trying to hit the top of the ball with the right foot as he crosses to skip the ball to his left. And when he misses the ball, essentially the ball's in play.
Right.
Touchdown by Florida State belongs to Florida. Game technically, it is a penalty, but the ball's dead anyway.
That's unbelievable. I saw it live.
What
was worse?
What
was worse? That
or
hot takes, SEC Network hot takes. What's worse?
That. The missed onside kick. Because see,
I disagree with you.
Okay,
I think it's harder to do that than just.
It's hard to do.
It takes no skill to throw a stupid thing. Hey, let me give you a crazy prediction. Throw it up against the wall.
All right.
Not be held accountable.
Okay.
I think it's harder to do that.
Yeah, true. But I still think the onside kick is just, you got to execute it.
No kidding.
It's just terrible. All right. How about State Carolina punt teams?
Oh, God. That game. We haven't even got into this game yet.
State people are like, when are you going to talk about our game?
We're going to get to
it. We're going to get to your game.
Oh, this game.
But first of all, we're going to show all the things about the game.
This game was crazy. Block.
I mean, can anybody punt?
Oh, they can punt. Can anybody get one off their foot?
How about that play, by the way?
First down.
That game was drunk, as you said.
That's what I said. The only way to describe this game was it was drunk.
Look at that. C.J. Riley. Good for you, man.
And you know what I kept thinking about during this game, Wes? We'll get to the other list here in a second. I'm watching that game Friday night. And here's North Carolina, right? It looks like they're getting ready to get blown right out of Raleigh.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden, North Carolina blows NC State out for a couple quarters.
Yes.
It takes control of the game, and it looks like it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I kept thinking to myself, oh, my God. Can you imagine what the fans are doing around the league now? If you're Wake Forest and Clemson, and again, that game really didn't affect Wake because Wake still had to go out and play. But I kept thinking of the folks in the upstate going, oh, boy. Hey, Wake. Tag, you're it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody was thinking it. And then NC State goes, hey, hold on. We got time. That's Mac Brown at night on a road game. We got time. I mean, Mac hadn't beaten it. Mac's what, 1-10 now? Road night games? 1-10. We'll get to that game. That game could be its own three-hour show.
Yeah, no, it's...
What do you mean I'm unbelievable? I'm just giving you a stat.
You're right.
I know. Right.
That's why I keep saying it's undervalued. The game is crazy.
The game.
Can punt. When you punt, you pick it up and get a first down.
I didn't even want to use my good bourbon until Saturday when I'm watching that game. But seriously, it was like, oh, my God. Can you believe?
You didn't drink the good stuff Friday?
I didn't want to.
No, Saturday you.
Saturday was good.
All right, here we go. Let's go to basketball.
Oops.
Chester, easy big fella.
He's on the heating bed.
Virginia Tech lost to Memphis and Xavier, two top 25 teams. They went to the Barclays, site, by the way, of the ACC tournament presented by New York Life.
I still like the Hokies, even though they disappointed me. This Memphis game could have gone either way. They made a great run.
And then got late. Beat twice.
And in Memphis, you know, Memphis, good club. And their athletic is all get out. But the Xavier game was the killer. Man, gosh, they had that game right where they wanted it. They just couldn't close.
Totally agree.
Couldn't close.
Carolina winless on the road. This is one that will sneak up on you. Tar Heels did not win a road game, Pack. Huh.
Well, not only did they not win one on the road, I just gave you the Mac Brown 1-10 in road night games. You know,
One will surprise people.
Well, if you're going to get national attention, you got to be able to do two things: dominate at home and win on the road.
Yeah.
If you can't win on the road, forget it. Good night.
Duke winless in the ACC for the first time in 14 years. 2007, Blue Devils. Missing all eight conference games to finish 3-9.
Tough year, but man, that defense just couldn't stop a cold.
Nope. Hard times. Tyler Van Dyke made it look easy at the end.
BBs.
Louisville, you're on this list.
Couple times.
Yep. You surrendered 362 yards of rushing against Kentucky.
Just got pounded.
Man, come on now. This game was supposed to be close. There's Will Levis. He's had a nice year, by the way.
I think Louisville was favored, were they not?
Yes, they were.
Folks in Vegas, they don't get it wrong that often.
Right.
But they were wrong Saturday night.
Yeah.
And that play right there, the old quarterback draw.
Yeah.
Louisville looked like they had never seen that before.
Hmm. The run defense number's big, and what it really does, Pack.
Confirm.
it totally confirms the August tag, July tag you put on the cards. Team of mystery.
I told you before the season started, they could be really good or they can stink. I don't know which way they're going to go.
And
within a week, they showed you. I mean, I know Duke hadn't stopped anybody, but man, they could have scored 100 on Duke. Then you're watching this game Saturday night, and quite frankly, another team in royal blue and white punked them. That's all that was. They just beat them up.
Yep. Miami men's basketball. 63 points they gave up in the second half in a loss to Alabama. I watched the Canes a couple games at the ESPN Events Invitational. By the way, I had a thought cross my mind last week I want to share with you at some point. In watching Miami, Charlie Moore really gives them a nice piece at the point. They got a lot of different guys. I think for Miami, it's a continuity thing. They're learning to play together. They're like a lot of these college – remember the I don't know what we're going to get in college basketball last spring? Remember when you said, I just don't know? Do we know? What do we know about a team? Jim Larranega, I think, still finding out about his team.
Here's what I know. You give up 63.5, you're going to lose 100% of the time.
There we go.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's what I do know.
Well, that's
is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair, fair.
Okay.
Last one before we get to the break. Duke men's and women's soccer eliminated from the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
Ooh.
Expected more from both, to be quite frank.
Wow.
But it is what it is. And on the women's side, Duke was one of the four number one seeds. And you know who got them? Oh, Santa Clara. Has Santa Clara been a problem in this league? What's up? Santa Clara's been like kryptonite.
Yeah, St. Louis got them on the men's side, right?
Yeah. Man, that Santa Clara crowd now, they ruined parties last year around here. Here they are beating Duke. So Florida State's still alive, though.
All right. When we come back, we'll pack in the house. Holy smokes.
This game. I may need to go get an ice cube.
Yeah.
I'm going to relive this
might
game.
Emeka Emezi should never, ever buy a dinner in Raleigh again.
Packer and Durham. Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Person in the backfield.
He's run the football here.
They're going to throw it. Leary's going to take a shot. Has a receiver. It is caught. Touchdown, NC State. Emeka Emezi from 24 yards out. And the North Carolina State Wolfpack have come back to take the lead with 1:09 left in the game.
Good thing Dave Dorn doesn't listen to Roddy Jones.
Get Roddy on the phone.
Run the ball.
Get Roddy on the phone.
We're here to
run
the football
game. We're not here to run the ball. Here to win.
We're here to win the game. Throw it to Emeka. What a crazy football game that was Friday night.
It delivers again. State Carolina. It's good. It's a football rivalry. It's good.
Sometimes,
it's got some juice to
sometimes it. Sometimes it's good. It's not always great. It's not always great. Not always great. But they don't like each other, which is what makes
Correct.
It fun. That's what makes it
See,
fun.
See, you got these football series, right? Remember the whole thing, Georgia Tech, Clemson, six or less for how many years and all that? And everybody liked it, right? You know, oh, that's a great game. It's really close. This is different. This is one of those games where they don't like each other.
Yeah,
they get fired up in the parking lot.
Clemson and Georgia Tech win ACC titles, right? Is that what you're telling me?
Okay, yeah, I knew you'd go that. Yes.
Yeah. Why would I do that?
State's been since 79. Carolina's been since 80.
Oh, there you go.
But they light the fuse, and you're right. You're exactly right. Until they're both ranked.
Right.
And it's on a big stage
now
with high stakes.
Now you're connecting dots.
But.
There's no but. That's where the period is.
I get it. That'll put it in the pantheon of discussion with others. But for the time being, can't we just have a football rivalry where people like to scramble with each other in a parking lot before the game, and then all of a sudden you get unbelievable plays?
That game was so much fun Friday night.
Again, see?
It was.
It doesn't have to be high stakes for it to be a rivalry and be fun.
But it still had a little edge to it. And the thing that was so great about it was NC State was still playing for a chance to get to the ACC title game.
Right.
North Carolina was playing for the chances we talked about a month ago. They have a chance to ruin three parties.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They ruined Wake Forest party when they saw them.
Yep.
Snapped the undefeated streak. They had a chance with Pitt till Pat Narduzzi called the Lord and started the monsoon in overtime. And then North Carolina had a chance to ruin NC State's party. And they had them right 99.9% chance to win with 2.5 minutes to go. And what was the – I saw some crazy stat over the weekend that teams down by 9 or more with less than 2.5 minutes to go. Is that it?
Here it is. Look.
0-451. That's what NC State was staring in the face. 0-451.
Not anymore.
Golly, that game, I told you, needed an ice cube. And what, you know, and then here's NC State, Wes. How about the irony of the NC State Wake Forest game and State fans going bonkers over the call on the onside kick? And now we fast forward a couple weeks and it's
two guys miss each other.
Brilliant. Yeah, North Carolina. I got to tell you, North Carolina fans, if you're being honest with yourself, that was a horrible loss. You almost had to do everything wrong down the stretch.
I don't think you have to tell Carolina fans that, Pac. I think they know.
My God.
I think they know.
This was, by the way, this call right here, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
We're playing football. This is not two-hand touch.
Man, that's...
Now, this call right here was not pass interference. It was defensive holding. The ball landed in the pep band. But, hey, you know what?
What a catch.
That was a great catch.
Okay. Let me outline my never have to buy dinner again. Okay? Now, you don't subscribe to my never have to buy dinner theory.
Not with this one.
There are certain players who do certain things in certain games that if you're a fan of their particular school, their moment, in the case of Friday night, Emeka Emezi, okay? Mm-hmm. Who gives you a moment, not his team. The team, it's an acquired thing because they win the game. But for Emeka Emezi, he provides incredible joy for Wolfpack Nation because of the moment, the team he's playing, the game, all those things. That it becomes then a thing for you, the fan. And I believe that the next time you wander into a restaurant or establishment and Emeka Emezi happens to be there, you know what? I'll pick up his tab.
Well, that's fine if you want to do that.
I just think that's why I think there are schools that have guys who they're not Hall of Famers, they're not necessarily champions, they're not stars, but you know what? They've given you a moment, a night of happiness, maybe months of happiness in this case because we know how this game always works, right? That, you know what, got to take care of a meal. Take care of a cocktail. Take care of a drink. Take care of whatever, you know, might be going on. That's just why I say should never have to buy dinner.
For his life.
Whenever he's in the same room with a Wolfpack fan who knows who he is and remembers that moment, and they got great joy out of that moment. I mean, look at all the fans that were in that stadium the other night that were losing their mind when he caught the touchdown.
We got people breaking legs out there.
There is that story. There is that story. But unbelievable game. State Carolina is a thing. It's always been a thing. It has its highs and its lows. But Friday night, we thought it would deliver, and it did.
It was a crazy game.
And if we could just get them in color jerseys.
Well, that needs, you know, at the spring meetings, assuming, again, two things. Number one, we're employed, and number two, we're asked to go. That might be worth a mention to both Boo and Bubba. To say, hey, listen, here's an idea for you guys. Cost you nothing. Not going to cost you a dime. But that series moving forward, both teams should wear home jerseys regardless of venue.
Totally agree.
So we'll get into that. That might be one of our to-do list.
Along with another idea I have, but we'll get to that later. Carolina. Look now. We've already outlined. No road wins. Tough year. But here's the other thing. Pac has done some work again and started crunching numbers. And Carolina's on a list.
North Carolina's on a list, but this may surprise you. I know North Carolina fans are bummed out. Preseason top 10, 6-6. Nobody expected that, right? Nobody expected that. And when all that craziness was going on Friday night in Raleigh, you know, I stayed up to about 3 o'clock in the morning because, number one, I had dogs and people in the house, and I don't sleep anyhow.
Didn't want to talk to anybody.
Well, who would I talk to? Nobody else was up at 2 in the morning. So I started messing around with numbers.
Yeah.
You may be surprised at the number that I'm going to throw on you. Preseason top 10 teams that finish at 500 or worse in the regular season. How often? So if North Carolina fans are waking up and go, man, this season was a nightmare. We're 6-6. Who would have thought, hey, I know you didn't want to go 6-6. I get it. Nobody expected it. But you'd be surprised how often it happens. It happens a bunch. And I know you're thinking, what are you talking about? Preseason top 10, we finish 500 or worse. Yes, happens a bunch. So I started messing around with some numbers. And here's what I've come up with. In the last 15 seasons, last 15 college football seasons, it's happened 13 times.
Wow.
13 times. Now that is a bar bet and then some. Here is the dubious list from 2007 to this year. Teams that started preseason AP top 10 and finished their regular season 6-6 or worse. And there's a bunch of names on here too, boys and girls. All right, look at that list, Wes Durham. Now, the only thing I'd tell you is Mack Brown's on here twice.
Yeah.
Mack Brown's in there in 2010 in Texas and 21 North Carolina. But it happens a bunch, man. So don't think, North Carolina fans, that, man, I don't want to talk football. It's over. It's done with. What a miserable year. Hey, you are in company, boys and girls. And it happens so frequently that that AP preseason poll, say it all the time, man, there'll be somebody not top 10 that you'll find at the end of the year not ranked. It's amazing how often it happens.
And if I'm not mistaken, this is an annual show you do in August on off campus, isn't it?
I do it every year on my radio show. When the AP poll comes out, the show is this. There's somebody in the top 10. I know you're going to look at that list and go, oh, there's no way, man. Every year, those teams are really good. I got news for you. There will be at least one every year in the top 10 that by the end of the year, you can't find them. And there you go. There's no way.
Right.
Happens amazingly every single year.
And this year, Carolina.
This year, North Carolina, unfortunately. And Iowa State was close for a while. Iowa State was fighting.
Iowa State was really teetering.
For a while, Clemson was fighting it. They were there at 4-3 at one point in time and then rattled off a bunch in a row, five.
Some of us thought the Cyclones could be a CFP team. Me.
There was somebody that we have a high deal of respect for that had North Carolina in the college football playoff.
Oh, yeah, Cianci. Yeah.
I won't say his name.
Oh, sorry.
God, come on, Wes.
Sorry. All right. On the other side, the Subway Top 5 on this Monday. We've had fun with this. And tomorrow at 9 o'clock, we're going to announce the All-ACC team. And I'm going to tell you what, voting for All-ACC, and we said this time and again during the course of the season, there are a handful of positions you wanted no part of, but you had to pull the trigger. We're going to show you the five spots that caused the most angst in the Subway Top 5 next on Packer and Durham, where Monday is presented by Subway.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
There we go. Combat Rock.
Rock the Casbah.
That's it. Joe Strummer, Mick Jones, The Clash. It's in our wheelhouse, isn't it? Back in the day?
Way back in the day. Back when I had hair.
Standing in the Omni with Terry Holland. Packer and Durham presented by Subway.
Speaking of.
9 o'clock. We're awards.
Man,
and
miss
once
it.
Again, we
I
have
miss...
not revealed anything.
I know. We've done a great. We really have done a. We're 510 shows into it. You can say whatever you want about this show. But we have never butchered award presentations. We've always got it, the info, at least a day or so ahead.
Yep.
Not one time has it leaked.
We let it slip.
Nope.
Nope. We hadn't tweeted anything. We hadn't sourced it. We haven't done anything.
Nope.
And we got a big week ahead of us. It gets bigger by the day this week. Have you noticed that?
I love this week.
Yeah.
Last week's the best week of all time. This week's a good one, too.
But this gets bigger every day.
Right. The only way this day could be bigger is if Subway would have come off the hip for a few more subs. By the way, that sub I had last week.
That steak and Chipotle deal?
I had Chipotle Jack. All over my... I didn't realize it until after the show.
Nice, yeah. How's that laundry bill doing for you?
I don't know yet. But, I mean, I had it all over... When I say get it all over you, I had it all over you. It was so good.
All right. Subway presents our top five. Five hardest positions to vote for in all ACC.
Yikes.
That we're going to reveal tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Gosh.
There are legitimately... five war horses that you have to decide from.
There'd be fist fights this week on these topics because
I'm telling you,
there are some that are just impossible to do.
And we'll start with defensive backs because the DB situation, and here's the problem. In an all ACC vote, corners, safeties, all this stuff, it's a mess. So you got to sort out kind of how you want this to all play. So, like, for instance, you get to interceptions. Well, you got four guys in the league with four. Brandon Sebastian, Jermaine Waller, Cameron Kelly, and Jamie Robinson all have four picks. Then you get guys like Deuce Chestnut, Travion Redd, Joey Blunt, Andrew Booth, who missed a few games, but nobody throws at him. And when they do, South Carolina, he picks two.
If they had any talent at quarterback, he'd probably had five or six in that game.
So that's number one position. Okay, that to me, that may not be the hardest, but it's one of the five.
Yeah, definitely top five.
Okay. Number four, running backs. Running backs. Okay, you say Sean Tucker. I'll give you that one. That's the layup in the group. But, Pac, you got to pick another one.
I think I can.
Okay.
I think we've showed it. I think we showcased him earlier this right there. That guy right there, 2-1.
Out of Plum Branch, South Carolina?
That's where I would lean if it was just me. If I had a vote, I'd give you 3-4-2-1.
Okay.
That's what I'd give
you. All right. The ACC had four 1,000-yard rushers this year. Tucker and Durant layups. Ty Chandler, Pat Garwo, Malik Cunningham was near 1,000 yards. Jay Sean Corbin, by the way, who quietly went about hammering Florida State now. Just when Florida State needed crunch yards, Jay Sean Corbin got it.
Yeah, to me, Tucker and Durant are your 1-2.
All right, three, wide receivers. Jordan Addison, that's a given. Then you want to help me, Pac?
All right, well, you just saw who I'd give you number two there.
Downs?
Yeah, I would.
What about this guy?
Yeah, he's a wide receiver U winner. I get all that. He's won it three times.
What about that guy?
Wake's got a couple of them.
What about this guy?
Yeah. Hey, listen, there's dudes here. We got quarterbacks who can deliver, so you know there are going to be guys who can catch it.
How about that finish?
All right, not bad.
Single season catch record.
Addison Downs.
Okay.
To me, would be your 1-2, however you want to put them, 1-1A, whatever the combine may. Either one of them, in my opinion, are the guys.
Second hardest, quarterbacks. I think some of you probably thought this would be number one.
Yeah.
It's actually number two.
Mm.
It's actually number two. This is not as hard as number one. Kenny Pickett, Brennan Armstrong, Sam Hartman is going to probably be some order. But you look at Devin Leary's numbers. You look at Tyler Van Dyke in his starts, okay?
Sam Howell.
Sam Howell's had a great year. Malik Cunningham.
Devin Leary. Everybody forgets about. Makes no sense why you keep leaving him
How
out.
You going? What are you leaning? How do you lean?
I don't vote, but I think you got to go Pickett, Armstrong. All right. Two.
Here's the hardest position to vote for all ACC, and I can confirm this. Defensive line. It's a mess. Jermaine Johnson is on this list. After that, it is a du jour of people. It is take your pick. I mean, it really is. And there's one guy who may stun the entire list. But, I mean, you got Haba Baldonado, Miles Murphy, Cody Roscoe, Louis Villon, Rondell Bothroyd, Kalijah Cansey, Dwayne Carter of Duke, who despite a bad defense has had a great year, Unbelievable. Just telling you. That's the hardest one to vote for.
All ACC, I know we got to go here in a second, but when we unveil that list, I promise you there are going to be people screaming, going, how in the world did you leave off fill
blank.
In the blank?
There's no question.
It's going to happen.
No question. You got honorable mention guys who would be first team in a lot of leagues.
Yep.
So, all right, that's the Subway Top 5. Hardest positions to select. All ACC is tomorrow at 9 o'clock. When we come back, awards week begins on Packer and Durham. The Jim Tatum Award, the Brian Piccolo Award, and the Jacobs Blocking Trophy. Announced live right here. Packer and Durham's Monday, presented by Subway, and we're on the Atlantic Coast Conference Television Network.
Packer and Durham.